turning drier.
Thanks, Matt. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 27th of May. There are warnings of gales in German Bight, Thames, Dover, White and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low north of Faroes 975, expected Norwegian Basin 984 by midnight tonight. New low expected German Bight 1003 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty 4th. West or southwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger. West 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, then northwest 4 or 5. Rain, moderate or good. Fisher, southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber. Southwest, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in German Bight. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Thames and later in all areas. Rain, thundery showers later in Thames, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 5 to 7, rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 4 or less in south. Rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, southwesterly 4 to 6, but northerly and south, showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 or 5 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then northwest 3 or 4 later, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, west 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Hebrides. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest veering west 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming westerly 4 to 6, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west northwest, 4. 16 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3. 19 miles, 997, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 6. 15 miles, 993, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3. 30 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Bridlington, west, 3. 1004, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 7. 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 6. 2 miles, 1014. Jersey, southwest, 5. Slight rain, 2 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5. 2 miles, 1015. Scilly Automatic, west southwest, 5. Recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Valentia, south by east, 2. Slight showers, 7 miles, 1009, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 4. 19 miles, 1007, rising. Malin Head, west by south, 4. 16 miles, 1,004 now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation. A low will move east into the Irish Sea, then over to the North Sea through today, bringing a strong westerly or southwesterly flow, with rain and showers to the coastal waters. A weak ridge builds for a time tomorrow, before further strong winds and rain spread east on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, squally in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5. Showers, fair later. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 or 5 later. Showers, fair later. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, becoming northwest 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, fair later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast, veering westerly or northwesterly later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, then rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Fair, then rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, veering west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable, then northwest later 2 to 4. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, settling west or northwest 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally moderate or poor in rain. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then west 3 or 4 later. Showers, occasional rain in south, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, veering westerly 2 to 4. Showers, occasional rain in North Channel, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles, southwest 5 to 7, veering west 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Hayden Spencerley.
Good morning. God's mercies are new every morning, we're told. That does, to me, make each morning, whether I'm just waking up or whether my day is coming to an end as morning breaks, a pretty good day. It can often seem like there just isn't enough mercy to go around, certainly not between individuals, communities, or nations. Sometimes, all the more, The lack of mercy shown indicates the biggest issue that we have with ourselves, that we don't think we should receive it, or that we don't deserve it. We know what we're really like, after all, and it takes a particularly self-confident person to think that not only would we like to have it all together and have everything as it ought to be, but that this is something that we have actually achieved. I don't say this to do such people down. Quite the opposite. I'm almost envious. It's also my opinion that mercy is not needed because of an innate human failing, but actually because mercy is an indicator of the kindness of God. It's all too easy to think of God as a disappointed parent or a cantankerous schoolteacher. What if God is love, full of mercy and enthusiasm to see us transformed into the full-lived and joyful people that we were made to be? That would be pretty spectacular to take hold of, I reckon. Thank you that all people receive enough mercy, love, hope, joy and peace for this day, and that tomorrow will be just the same. Thank you that you never leave us, nor let us go. Help us to walk with you step by step, full of joy and love today. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Hayden Spencerley. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Morning. Today, after wild camping on Dartmoor gets the legal thumbs up from the Supreme Court, we hear how illegal fly camping is a blot on some national park landscapes.
It might be big tents, it might be fairy lights, it might be barbecues, often litter left, tents left. You trash the environment. That's not about getting close to nature. That's alienating you from nature.